I almost killed a guy yesterday, Schmitty. I wasn't aiming at him, suppressive fire, but... Schmitty blew out smoke.
You did what you had to do. Like I did one day in Gulf War I. Wish I could say it gets easier.
Maybe I need to find a way to make it easier. Or not easier. But so I can deal with it better. I went down to help the guy I'd wounded, and after I saved his life, a Fed medic tried to arrest me. I guess I should have.
Known you can't trust the Fed.
He flicked some ash to the floor.
Not anymore. They're talking on the news about working this all out real peaceful-like, but this situation is a lot like Vietnam or the Second Iraq War. Once blood is spilled, we're stuck in the fight for the long haul. Because if we quit early, if we work out a compromise, then what was the point of those casualties?
He took a long drag on his cigarette.
We're all too deep in this now. It's gonna get a lot worse before it gets better, if it ever gets better. Ain't no running away from this.
I'm not running away, I said. I only wish there was something I could do to make things right.
Nothing you can do to fix this mess.
He put his hand on my shoulder and led me out to the driveway. He pointed at the faded old American flag fluttering in the breeze.
See, way I reckon, this country is like its flag. When troubles hit the country, like the weather on that flag, people got different ideas about how to fix that trouble. They start arguing about it. Folks get madder and madder at one another, pulling apart in different directions, until, like that flag, there are little threadbare spots, small tears. Finally, something comes along that's too much, and those little worn spots rip open, leaving the flag, like this country, in tatters.
Schmitty was making a lot of sense, but it felt weird hearing him all serious like this.
That's real poetic of you, I said.
Would you shut the hell up?
He led me back into the shop.
Sorry, I said with a smile so he'd know I didn't mean it.
You know the assholes in D.C. are always saying that America loves peace? But I'm 57 years old, and even in my lifetime, this country has been at war for all but...
He looked up and squinted his eyes as if trying to figure it out.
All but about 28 years. Half my life. 6 different wars, and I'm not even counting when we sent troops to Panama or Bosnia, or when we send our drones or missiles flying in to kill people in Pakistan, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, and half a dozen other places.
If they're so committed to peace but have failed so miserably the last 50 years, the last century, what makes you think they're going to figure a way out of this mess without fighting?
That was different, I thought. America had been forced into all those wars. Things had been wrong somewhere in the world, and our soldiers went to fix it. This was the United States. My squad had screwed up and fired in Boise. None of what happened meant that there had to be any fighting.
Things will get better, I said at last. They had to get better.
You'll see. Schmitty shook his head and stubbed out his cigarette on the bottom of his boot.